Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me on another episode of the Mr. Worldwide Podcast. It means so much to see that there are people actually listening to this, and I hope that you are gaining some value from it. I hope that you're learning something about your car or the car business, whether it's buying your car, selling your car, or what we're going to talk about today, maintaining your car. I thoroughly enjoy creating this content. I enjoy sharing my experience as an auto mechanic, an auto salesperson, and just an all-around car guy. So I do have to thank everyone that takes the time to listen to these episodes. It means a lot. I see that the ticker goes up, which means people take the time to check it out. Even if you don't listen to the entire episode, just the fact that you came, you stopped by, you clicked on my podcast, and you started playing it means a lot to me. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get this episode started. I'd like to go ahead and discuss some things that are going on in the news that are car related. We'll go ahead and talk about maintenance, maintaining your car, and some periodic checks that you should be doing to keep your nice car from becoming a clapped out hoopty. We don't like driving clapped out hoopties. I don't like driving a clapped out hoopty. Although I drive a lot of clapped out hoopties, I'm comfortable driving clapped out hoopties because I know what's wrong with them. I'm a mechanic, so I don't get as concerned when a check engine light comes on or when something starts rattling or there's a vibration on the highway. So without further ado, let's go ahead and shift into gear and get this episode started. We're going to roll out and talk about auto maintenance, and I'll be sure to catch you guys after this break. Alrighty guys, welcome back. Thank you for joining me on this episode. If you haven't already done so, please be sure to rate and review this podcast on Apple iTunes. Be sure to check me out on Instagram at MrWillWide415. And be sure to check out my website where you can find my free ebook. It's the very first ebook I've ever created. It's completely free. It won't cost you a thing. And I hope that you gain some value from it or learn something about keeping your car in good maintenance, keeping it up to spec. It's an ebook called A Quart of Oil is Worth a Pound of Bearings. And it basically is sort of a kind of a brief rundown of some things that you should be aware of when owning a car. Not too long, not too short, just right. So I would appreciate if you guys were to check that out. Check out the website. I have a blog there where I talk about things car related. I have a couple of affiliate links if you guys would like to support this broadcast and this the website by checking things out. I have a link there for Acorns, an app that helps you save and invest, Robinhood, as well as Webull. As I find more things that I enjoy working with, I will be sure to recommend those to you guys. And if you see value in them and you'd like to support me, you click it. If you were already going to use that service, it helps me out just a little bit. So without further ado, let's go ahead and talk about the automotive news. What's new in car news? Well, first and foremost, recently Ford announced that they are killing the Shelby GT350. I gotta say, it makes me a little bit sad. It was one of the last stick shift cars that Shelby was going to produce. They apparently didn't see it selling very well, and they're going to discontinue making the Shelby GT350. So the GT350 used a variant of the 5-liter V8, the Coyote engine, that they dubbed the Voodoo engine. It was a stick shift Mustang GT that had some performance upgrades for the wheels and tires, brakes, suspension, exhaust, the intake. It had a slightly larger displacement. Instead of 5.0 liters, it was a 5.2 liter V8. So it was a pretty sweet ride, but I guess the numbers just didn't make sense for Shelby and Ford to continue manufacturing it since not enough people bought the car. It was a similar fate that the Chevrolet SS sedan suffered. Unfortunately, all car guys wanted a V8 rear-wheel drive LS-based sedan from Chevrolet, and they made the SS. It only survived a few years because the sales numbers were not doing well at all. So the Chevrolet SS sedan is another one of those cars that will go down in history as an awesome ride that not enough people bought. So I'm sure the used car values on the SS sedan and the Shelby GT350 will stay significantly higher than the average sports car for many, many years and decades to come. Now, speaking of Chevrolet and General Motors, GM issued a recall on the brand new C8 Corvette. The latest variant of the Corvette has a lot of new technology embedded into it. Some of those technologies have become fairly commonplace on most passenger vehicles after, say, 2010. Some of those things are drive-by-wire, where you no longer have a throttle cable connected to the engine to the accelerator pedal. It's all electrical. It sends a signal from the accelerator pedal or a throttle position sensor to the computer, which then in turn opens the throttle on the engine to give it more or less air, which gives you more or less acceleration. You also have electric power steering assist on a lot of modern cars nowadays as well. You no longer have a hydraulic pump forcing fluid into a steering rack or a gearbox to make the power steering easier to use. It is now an electric motor that has sensors built into it that detects when you want to turn the wheel. And that electric motor in turn helps move the front wheels so that it's easier for you to drive the car and you have that power steering assist. Well, on the C8 Corvette, GM implemented a brake-by-wire system. So, in other words, you no longer have a direct connection from your brake pedal to the hydraulic system that actuates the brake calipers on the C8 Corvette. You would press the brake pedal. There is a spring there that provides resistance so that it feels natural to you. But there's a sensor that detects how much pressure you're applying to that pedal. In turn, that sensor sends a signal to the network that communicates with the braking system. And that braking system is what in turn activates a pump to apply the brakes on the new C8 Corvette. It's a really cool system. It's a great concept and a great idea. However, GM was having an issue with that system, so they issued a recall on the C8 Corvette. And for those of you that aren't familiar with the C8 Corvette, it's an absolutely gorgeous car. Go check it out. The engine is no longer on the front. The engine has been on the front of the Corvette for the last 60 years, since the original 1957 Corvette, the C1. It is now in the back, behind the driver's seat. It's actually in the middle of the car, quote-unquote, middle being a relative term. It's called a mid-engine car. But now there's a trunk in the front. It was done to improve balance, to improve cornering, to improve overall performance. And I got to say, they've done a fantastic job. Hopefully they get the kinks ironed out and the new C8 Corvette continues to be a staple in the automotive performance scene. Now, speaking of high-performance gasoline engines, there has been some news lately on both the West Coast and the East Coast. In my last podcast, I announced that Governor Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, issued a ban on all purely gasoline or diesel-powered vehicles by the year 2035. So internal combustion engines are starting to go the way of the dodo because they're trying to cut carbon emissions and they're trying to make cars and trucks that are more environmentally friendly. So that ban, what it'll do in effect is force auto manufacturers to release hybrid vehicles, electric vehicles, vehicles that use alternative fuel or alternative energy. So you'll probably be seeing a lot more vehicles that are powered by compressed natural gas, liquid propane, hydrogen cell vehicles, fully electric vehicles, extended range electric vehicles with small generators by the year 2035. Well, after California made that announcement, New York State followed suit. New York State has also passed a bill very quietly. They didn't announce it. There wasn't a lot of media coverage around this bill to also ban automobiles that are powered only by an internal combustion engine by the year 2035. So as goes California, as goes the rest of the world. So both California and New York are the first states in the U.S. to ban internal combustion engine powered vehicles. So don't be surprised if you start seeing a boom in the automotive market for alternative energy. I think it'll be kind of a mixed bag. There are people that will kind of hem and haw about the internal combustion engine going away. It won't affect mechanics. Auto mechanics and service technicians will still have work to do because these cars will have suspensions and brakes and tires and wheels and other components. And of course, you're going to be more adverse to, you're going to have to get trained up on doing electrical diagnostics, CAN bus, LIN bus, network communications and things like that. So it will also create a huge number of jobs in California and New York to update the fueling infrastructure. We're going to start seeing a lot more hydrogen fuel stations become a thing. You're going to start seeing a lot more construction around electric charging stations. You're going to start seeing a lot less gas stations, or gas stations will start converting to alternative fuels, which will in turn create jobs. So jobs aren't going away. They're just going to shift from gas and oil to alternative fuel sources and alternative energy. So guys, that was the news in the automotive world. You guys, if you're interested, feel free to check out my website. I will add different news articles that I find interesting around the automotive world and share them with you all on the website, as well as my thoughts on what's going on with the automotive industry. So we'll go ahead and take a break, and then we'll get to the meat and potatoes of this episode, which is about maintenance and keeping your car from becoming a rust bucket, a clapped out hoopty that breaks down all the time and leaves you stranded on the side of the road. So be sure to stick around and check that out after this break. Thanks. Alrighty, guys, welcome back. Thank you so much for sticking around. This is the meat and potatoes of this episode, where we talk about basic car care for the average Joe and Jane. These are things that any car owner, any driver should in theory be able to do without much mechanical experience or mechanical aptitude. I'm not expecting you guys to buy $1,000 worth of tools to do this kind of stuff. I'm not expecting you to go to vocational school for 4 years to learn how to be a mechanic to do this stuff. This is all the bare bones essentials that we should be taking care of as people that own and love cars. So, with that said, basically the way that you should break things down is you're going to be doing things that are going to be weekly checks. You're going to be doing things that are a monthly check, and you're going to be doing things that are quarterly or seasonal, right? Quarterly and seasonal are kind of the same things, because the weather changes, the climate changes, it gets hot, it gets cold, it gets wet, it gets snowy. So be sure to stay on top of this stuff, guys, if you don't want to deal with big repair bills, right? As the name of my ebook goes, a quart of oil is worth a pound of bearings. And it comes from the old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So without further ado, let's talk about some of the things that we do here in order to keep our car running well, keep it reliable, keep it safe, keep it working smoothly, and keep our fuel economy up. Because I don't know about you, I'm kind of a cheapskate. I don't like wasting money on gas, right? I don't like wasting money on tires that wear out unevenly or wear out too soon from negligence. So let's talk about what we do when we're maintaining our car or staying on top of our car's needs, our basic needs. So what kind of things should we be doing on a weekly basis? Well, for one, as I've mentioned in my social media posts and I mentioned in my ebook, you should be checking your oil every time you stop to fill up the gas tank or the diesel tank if you drive a diesel. Right? This is something that takes very, very little time. It's very easy to do. Anybody with a rag or a napkin should have the ability to open the hood, find the oil dipstick, and pull it out, wipe it off, and take a measurement. Right? Your engine oil is crucial. It is your engine's lifeblood, basically. Without oil, you are going to run lubricated components dry. You're going to wear out bearings faster. You're going to wear out the crankshaft journals faster, the camshaft journals faster. You're going to have excess wear in your cylinder walls, which will lead to reduced compression, which will lead to reduced power and less fuel economy. So check your engine oil every time you stop to fill the tank. I don't fill my tank when I'm halfway or, you know, three quarters of the way down. I use my tank from full to empty. And when I'm sitting there and letting the fuel pump fill the tank, I go ahead and pop the hood. I check the oil. Now, is it normal for you to have to add oil periodically? The answer is yes. Most engines will burn a small amount of oil periodically, or if you have an older car that has a little bit of a leak, you're going to lose some oil through that manner. So staying on top of that is crucial to extending the life of your engine as well as your transmission if you have a transmission dipstick. Now, the other thing you should be doing on a weekly basis is checking your tire pressure. Believe it or not, the rubber on your tires is porous. Air leaks from them very slowly but surely. And as you drive around, the tires, they heat up. So the air inside expands. When you park your car, the air cools down, so then the tires contract. That expansion and contraction leads to tiny, tiny little bits of the pressure from your tires escaping. So be sure to check your tire pressures frequently, at a minimum once a week. Why? Well, the tires are what keeps your car on the road. Your tires are responsible for giving the car traction to accelerate, to turn, and of course to stop. So without good tire pressure, you are limiting the capabilities of your car to handle the road and stay on the road, right? The last thing we want to do is get in an accident because we failed to maintain the proper tire pressure. Now, too much pressure is just as bad as not enough pressure. The incorrect tire pressure can lead to abnormal wear of your tires, which means you're going to be spending more money in the shop replacing tires prematurely. So be sure to look in your door jam or RTFM, read the freaking manual, and get the correct tire pressure in all four of those tires. If you got a motorcycle, you only got two, it's even more important. So weekly checks, engine oil and tire pressure. Another weekly check you should be doing is checking your lights. I can't tell you how many cars I see on the road with a burnt out headlight, a burnt out taillight, brake lights that don't work, turn signals that don't work. Those are all safety items, guys. You need to be seen while you are on the road. Other drivers need to know your intent while you're driving. If you have brake lights that are out, more than one, somebody behind you may not realize that you're stepping on the brake and you're trying to slow down, which can get lead to a collision event. You can get rear-ended. Same thing with your turn signal bulbs. If you have a turn signal bulb that is out, when you go to merge lanes, they're not going to know what you're doing because they cannot see your flashers. Okay? Headlights are just as crucial. When you're driving around at night in the dark on a country road, maybe somewhere that doesn't have as many streetlights as you're normally used to, you need all your lighting equipment to be in good working order. So it's crucial to check it out once a week. Get a friend, get your significant other, get your kids to, you know, get behind the car and check those brake lights, check those turn signals for you. When you're checking the reverse lights, you don't need to have the engine running. You can have the key on, just shift it into reverse to check those backup lights for safety first, guys. So those are the weekly checks you're going to want to do on your car. Now, what are some of the monthly things we want to check on our car? These are things you're not going to check as frequently because they aren't as likely to need attention as often as the weekly checks. One of the things you're going to want to check on a monthly basis is your coolant level, your antifreeze, right? Some cars don't use coolant. Older Volkswagens use oil, so that's going to be part of your weekly check. But on most modern cars, you're going to have some type of antifreeze, whether it's green, yellow, red, or a dark blue color. It doesn't matter. Whatever the manufacturer recommends, you're going to want to pop the hood and look at the reservoir. Now, take caution not to open anything in the cooling system when the car is hot. It is under pressure and it can lead to you getting injured. So ideally, you want to check this in the morning before you leave. When the car is cold, there will be two levels on the reservoir bottle or the overflow bottle that'll let you know whether or not you are at the correct level for your coolant. If you are losing coolant, then it's time to consult a mechanic or go to your local shop or investigate further if you are mechanically inclined and figure out where that coolant is going. Your cooling system is a sealed system that is under pressure, so you shouldn't be losing coolant or burning coolant. If you are, you have an issue. Another monthly check that you can do is checking your transmission fluid. If your car is so equipped with a dipstick, all you have to do is have the car running in park with the parking brake on for most cars, and you're going to pull that dipstick out to check the fluid level of the transmission. Now, a lot of modern cars and auto manufacturers have done away with the transmission dipstick. So if you don't find one, you may need to take your car to the dealer or a local shop in order for them to go through a special procedure to check the transmission fluid. This special procedure sometimes entails simply removing a fill plug and seeing whether the level is at the correct level. On some other cars, it requires a different procedure where they have a special dipstick that they don't give to the owners. So you'll see that your car has a dipstick tube for the transmission, but it'll have a sealed cap that doesn't have a dipstick rod on there. You have to go to a special shop. Mercedes is one of those manufacturers that has this weird dipstick tube with no dipstick in it. You have to go to a Mercedes shop, and they have specially calibrated dipsticks that are the correct length for specific cars and specific years, and they can check the fluid for you. So on a monthly basis, you should be checking your transmission fluid if possible. Another fluid you're going to want to check on a monthly basis is also your power steering fluid. Power steering fluid is a hydraulic fluid. A lot of cars simply use transmission fluid for the power steering fluid, and you can check it simply by opening the cap and seeing if it's at the correct level. Some of them will have a dipstick on the cap. Other cars will have a reservoir that is clear so that you can see where the level is at. Now, another monthly inspection you're going to want to do, especially if you live somewhere where it snows, is an underbody inspection. You're going to want to go under there and check for rust. You're going to check for rot. You're going to check for holes in the body, rust in the frame, suspension components that may fail because of rust. You're also going to want to look for any new leaks, any wet spots, any spots that look greasy or oily around the differentials, the axles, hoses, the oil pan. So make sure that you're doing those monthly checks. Now, we've talked about weekly checks and we've talked about monthly checks. Seasonal checks and quarterly checks, these are things that you're going to want to start getting used to. A lot of this stuff is covered in my ebook, so be sure to download it and check it out. Quarterly things you want to check out are your accessory drive belts, like your serpentine belt, your fan belt. You're going to want to check your air filter to make sure it's clean. You're going to want to check your cabin filter that's inside the car and it filters the air you breathe. You're going to want to check the tread depth on your tires. So be sure to get a tire tread depth gauge to make sure your tires are up to snuff. You're also going to want to see if you are so inclined and able to do, you're going to want to remove the wheels and inspect the brakes. This involves jacking up the car and using jack stands. If you cannot do this on your own, this is something that your shop will check when you go in for an oil change if you request it. If you don't request it and you go to one of those Jiffy Lube places, they won't check your brakes. So be sure to go into a shop that does a 5K service. A 5,000 mile service should include doing the oil change, rotating the tires, and inspecting the brakes or adjusting the brakes if necessary. The other thing you're going to want to do is check your suspension components. Check your shock absorbers and struts to make sure they aren't leaking or damaged. This is something you're going to want to do on a quarterly basis. As you drive around, you're going to hit potholes, you're going to hit bumps. If you're like my wife, you're going to jump over the curb from time to time, so be sure to check those suspension components. Now, seasonally, when the rainy season starts, before it starts raining, you're going to want to check or replace your wiper blades. You're going to want to check your alignment. You should be checking your wheel alignment on your car every 12 to 18,000 miles. For the average American, that means getting a wheel alignment check once or twice per year, once or twice a year on your wheel alignment. Believe it or not, you're going to wax your paint. I want you to take care of your car's paint. Keep your car clean. Keep it washed, vacuum it. But also apply wax. A real good Carnauba wax does wonders for protecting your paint job. Protecting your paint job leads to increased sales values in the future. So be sure to wax your paint job. Seasonally, when it goes from spring to summer, summer to winter, be sure to check your HVAC components, your AC and heat. Right, you're going to want to make sure that your radiator hoses are in good condition because that's how the heater works. It uses hot antifreeze in order to warm up the car. And you're going to want to make sure that the AC system isn't leaking. So be sure to check those things out, guys. We're going to take a break here and I'll be right back in a sec. So with all of that said, doing these PM checks will keep your car from becoming a clapped out hoopty, guys. So again, be sure to rate and review my podcast and check out my free ebook. With all of that said, we are going to go ahead and introduce a new segment on the podcast. As I mentioned previously, I am a content creator on a new app. It's called the Stereo app. On this application, you can basically go on here and start having conversations with all kinds of interesting different people from all walks of life. So I'm going to begin adding some of these conversations to the podcast, and they're going to be special episodes where we don't necessarily talk about cars or the car business. They might just be an interesting conversation that I think you guys will enjoy. If you are following me from the Stereo app, you might hear yourself on here. So feel free to give me a shout out. Feel free to send me a message and let me know if you enjoyed having a conversation with me. And I would be more than happy to host another session and have a conversation with the people on the Stereo app. So guys, thank you so much again for tuning into this podcast. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my crazy ramblings about cars and auto maintenance. And again, feel free to check out the website, check out my social media, and subscribe to this podcast. Peace.